It's the Morning X with Kev, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9 The Morning X, it's Kev, and for the second time this year, I am happy to welcome Al Petrelli from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. What's up, Al? How you been, man?
I've been pretty good. How about yourself, my friend?
Oh, we're hanging in there, trying to stay healthy. Yourself?
Yeah, same thing. Rehearsing has been definitely different this year. You know, we've been getting tested every 2 days and, you know, trying to, you know, run rehearsals. Everybody's wearing masks, you know. But listen, I'll take different. I'll take anything right now as long as we're doing this very special thing this week, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Let's bring the listeners back up to speed here. Trans-Siberian Orchestra doing things very differently this year. A live stream concert happening this Friday. And yeah, since the last time we talked, you were just promoting it now, but now you've had plenty of time to rehearse, you work out the kinks. How is the show coming together?
It is. Listen, we've talked many times over the years, and I've always said this is going to be the biggest, best show ever, and I don't think I've ever let you down, disappointed you.
No.
I'm going to tell you the same thing this year. It is absolutely incredible what the department heads and the crew chiefs and production have put together. I mean, I've kind of, you know, been able to peek over at one of the video monitors on occasion with our producer, Dave Rudd. And I'm just like, man, movie magic. This stuff is awesome. You know, and listen, you know, we got a couple more tweaks to do here and there. I want it to be perfect. You know, this is going to be, you know, the first and last show of the year. And there's no room to say, well, we'll get it better tomorrow night. You know me, you know,
sure.
I wanted the best because everybody deserves the best show ever. And we're going to deliver that. 5 more days, dude.
You know,
I promise it's going to be great.
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to ask about this because when you're doing something live, anything can happen. Do you have a backup plan? Suppose the video feed cuts out. Do you have like a tape you can go to with the rest of the show? How does that work? I mean, are you just completely live?
Listen, the band is playing completely live. If something goes wrong, that's where my job kicks in. You know, my job is to make sure that the audience never notices anything. We've had mishaps, you know, over 22 years or 21 years of touring. That, you know, something kind of didn't work out as planned. So what do? Well, you adapt, you overcome, you improvise, you figure it out. It's the same thing we've been doing all this year. Just like, you know, it's so well rehearsed. You know, the crew is the best on the planet. The band is amazing. Everybody's watching everybody's backs. Everybody's like anticipating, okay, if this does this, what do we do here? It's going to be what it's going to be. It's still a live rock and roll show, you know?
Right. It says here this is an all-new staging of the Christmas Eve and Other Stories show that we know. I don't know what you're allowed to tell us or not, but besides being a virtual show, what's new this year?
Everything. Everything about it. With the exception of, like, you know, for that 90 minutes or so that, you know, people are watching this, we will not be wearing masks. You know, the most important thing we've been doing is living in this bubble. You know, like I had said a second ago, you just constantly getting tested, constantly, you know, keeping distance. You know, the crew's on one side of the building. The band is kind of huddled up in another side of the building. As far as the look of the show, it's completely different yet completely the same. I mean, the band is set up, the band is playing, you know, we're doing our thing.
Uh-huh.
But from the audience's standpoint, what would be the biggest difference is everybody got a front row seat.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Everybody at home, you know, when they click on, it's like you got the best seat in the house. You know, no back of the arena, no, you know, sitting behind some dude with, you know, 24-ounce beer in his hand spilling it on everybody. You know, I can't wait for that to happen again. You know,
sure.
Boy, do you miss the little things, you know?
Yeah, I meant to ask you that. Normally, you'd be on the road playing hundreds of shows right now. Is it a nice break or do you miss it?
I miss it.
Sure.
I miss it.
Sure.
You know, listen, I'll take what we have right now because this is, you know, what we're going to do, and I love every second of it. I mean, I got a guitar around my neck. You know, I'm staring over my headstock at, you know, Jeff Scott Soto or Chloe Lowry singing. The band, you know, everybody's digging and doing their thing, but there's nothing like, you know, getting off that tour bus first thing in the morning, walking into an arena, having a cup of coffee and saying, this is going to be a great day.
For sure.
We'll get to that next year, but this year, man, this is, you know, this is the most awesome thing ever.
Yeah. You know, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is, you know, it's highly known as a Christmas band, right? But like you guys play all year round, don't you?
On occasion. I mean, you know, for a bunch of years, we were touring in the spring and we had a lot of fun. We took it over to Europe a couple times. Obviously, you know, since the passing of our boss, Paul O'Neill, we haven't done a whole heck of a lot of anything but just the winter tour.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been back up until the pandemic kind of, you know, wreaked havoc. You know, we were working on a new record in the studio. I mean, right up until, I don't know, the first week of March, I was back down in Tampa, Florida, you know, recording the Romanoff record, which we were looking forward to releasing. But obviously, you know, that got put on hold also. It's funny what happens when life kicks in, huh?
Right. Yeah. And just like a live show, man, anything can happen. Life happens live, you know?
Yeah, truth.
You got to be ready for anything.
Yeah, and you know what? It's put a lot of things in perspective. I mean, you know, I know that people are suffering, you know, horrible hardship, you know, globally.
Right.
You know, financial loss and personal loss and, you know, people's health and just everybody's afraid and anxious and, you know, whatever. It, you know, so it's kind of hit a reset button for me to really appreciate the things, you know, everything, you know, every moment of every day, you know, because you know, nobody's guaranteed it tomorrow. You know, so what it's done for me is like caused me, you know, helped me to sit down and focus on, you know, what I'm doing right at this moment. Like every moment with my children, my wife, or, you know, every time I play, you know, one of these songs on my guitar, it's like, man, this just feels great. I'm not worried about tomorrow right now. I'm going to enjoy today.
Right. On the phone with Al Petrelli, Al, of course, one of the guitarists from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And Al, I've been in a few bands myself. I know there were always certain songs that I love to play more than others. What's your favorite song to play with Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Oh, that depends on the day, to be honest with you. That's like asking me which one of my kids are my favorite. Depends. Some days, none of them, you know.
But, right, exactly.
Listen, you know, Christmas Eve Sarajevo will always, you know, have a special place in my heart because that's what put this whole thing on the map. I remember, you know, 1995 recording that for Paul O'Neill. You know, like I could tell you what the studio looked like, smelled like, what we were wearing, what we were doing. You know, so that's always going to be an important one. But to be honest with you, more times than not, when Jeff Scott Soto sings the song Ornament, which is about a father pleading to the heavens for the safe return of his runaway teenage daughter, you know, I recorded that song in 1996, and my kids were young then. You know, now they're all grown up, and a couple of them are in the military. So every night that Jeff sings that song, it kind of, you know, puts a lump in my throat.
Sure.
Because, you know, my kids, I'm so proud of them. They're serving our country, but they're still my baby boys, you know. So I just always am praying, you know, for their safe return, you know, not only on Christmas, but, you know, every day of the year. So
it's right in the feels, as the kids say.
Yeah, you know, dude, it's weird, but Paul's story, Christmas Eve and other stories, everybody relates to it because everybody misses somebody around the holidays, you know.
Right.
Us on stage, you know, the crew beneath the stage and everybody in the arena. And this year, everybody watching, you know, virtually from the safety of their living rooms. So I think that's what, like, helped put us on the map and keep us on the map, because especially this year, brother, everybody misses everybody, man. We can't, you know, do what we would normally do. So I think this is going to be kind of cathartic for us to join together virtually on this.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head there. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's special live stream concert is happening this Friday, December 18th. Get your tickets at trans-siberian.com. Al Petrelli, always a pleasure.
My friend, listen, stay safe, stay healthy, much love, and I'll see you next year, I promise.
Same to you, man. Have a great show.
Thanks so much.
104.9, The Morning X.